Make America Clean Again. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The chairman of the Federal Reserve said yesterday that the number one requirement for a full economic recovery isn't testing or face masks. It's something more fundamental. It'll depend on whether Americans truly believe it is safe to work and shop again. But why would we emerge from 2 months of isolation only to re-inhabit business districts where restrooms are either inaccessible or feel like walk-in sewers? My sense is that for this to work, even as the epidemic continues, the post-lockdown city needs to be a place where you can constantly and securely sanitize, which means every empty storefront, and sadly there will probably be many of them, every one of them should be turned into spotless and touchless facilities that I would call freedom spas. Not merely a restroom, but a bright, shiny biofortress where viruses go to die. Freedom spas would be spacious, spotless, and ruthlessly sanitized. The smell of lemon rosemary disinfectant would be intense enough to create confidence and discourage dawdling. All stalls would be private. The barbarism of unshielded urination would finally end. And most important, the place would be supervised by a surly and judgmental uniformed attendant armed with an infrared thermometer and an unlimited supply of masks. But Dave, you say, that sounds expensive. Really? Compared to what? Frankly, it should be funded by the Defense Department as a national security measure. Otherwise, history will record that America was brought down because it couldn't make a 63-cent face mask and forgot how to wash its hands.